Point is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Going to be reality, not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or even the supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. For the next hours, they're going to be the views of Dr. Catherine Pohlman, and we're going to be talking about the relationship between arthritis and autoimmune disease, and really the myriad of diseases out there that can be helped. Dr. Pohlman, thank you very much for being with us this evening.
Oh, it's an honor to be on your show, Dr. Stan. Thank you.
Well, why don't you just pick up the story, tell our listeners a little bit about your background, and then, of course, this is really sort of rewriting the book that you'd done before several years ago, adding a great deal of new information, so you pick up the story.
Okay, just briefly, a summary. In 1993, I really knew not a whole lot about health, and I just did whatever the doctor told me, took the prescription, took the pills. I fell down a flight of stairs, and I tore ligaments badly in both ankles. The injuries didn't heal in a right time frame, and my general practitioner sent me to a rheumatologist who ran a battery of tests and diagnosed rheumatoid arthritis. He said, this is an autoimmune disease. We don't know what causes it, and there's no cure for it. And here, take these pain pills. I said, hold the phone. I am a very active person. I like hiking and field photography, and you're telling me that this is a degenerative disease. I'm going to end up in a wheelchair? Yeah, unfortunately, there's nothing we can do. At that point, I was a professional researcher working for the RAND Corporation, so I took my attention away from military and defense projects and focused on myself and used those research talents to find a cure for my rheumatoid arthritis. And I'm gifted with a wonderful husband who is also a researcher. His name is Carl, and he and I hit the books, tunneled into the UCLA Medical Library, and found a relationship between bacterial infection and rheumatic diseases like rheumatoid arthritis. And it was so my RA was caused by a bacterial infection. The cure for this is the tetracycline antibiotic. They are specific to the organism causing the infection. So within 8 months of a very low dose of tetracycline, I was in remission. Now, in parallel, I got my immune system back on track. And this is what I learned, was that a dysfunctional immune system or trauma, such as my fall down the stairs, would trigger organisms, pathogens that are resident in the joints over a long period of time, sometimes years, and they come out to play when your immune system is distracted by the trauma, or could be an emotional trauma, like a bitter divorce or being fired from your job, something like that. Any kind of trauma will upset your immune system.
And, you know, I think the tragedy of today is that doctors really depend upon what they learn in medical school, what they learn at their meetings. And
sure.
So they, I know it was actually between 1973 and 1975, 76, I took a three-year sabbatical and I went off to become a professor. I was a professor at the University of the Orange Free State in Bloemfontein, South Africa. And in that capacity, I had lots of time to read. Now, when I was in practice, I didn't have any time to read. When I was in training, I learned what I was told. But I came across books that told me exactly, and articles that told me exactly what Dr. Pohlman is saying, that many cases of rheumatoid arthritis are related to infection, and they certainly will actually respond to antibiotics. And that's why I was so fascinating when I read her book, because, of course, she was absolutely right. And this is something that is so little understood here in America today. We're going to be right back here in a few moments, but of course, this ties into many of the autoimmune diseases. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The infection connection. We reviewed it at that time. We had her on the program because I really agreed with her contention. But, of course, a decade has gone by. She's actually updated the book because they're now recognized so many more autoimmune diseases. And yet, of course, there are so many people out there totally incapacitated by rheumatoid arthritis, and they don't understand that the basis for much of this is chronic infection. Now, there are other things, too, that alter our ability to handle infections, and that would be other chronic metals, which have an impact upon our immune system, but you need both of these things treated. Do you get at all into the influence of metals and their suppression of the immune system, Catherine?
Oh, absolutely. And one of the interesting things is we kind of rail against the unnecessary vaccine. And even they're really pushing the flu vaccine right now. And by the time it comes to market, the organism has evolved into something else. So you think you're being protected against this raging flu that's going around, but it's evolved into something else. And you're not fully protected. It's not a suit of armor. With a vaccine comes along minute amounts of adjuvant stabilizing metal, notably aluminum, and some mercury. That doesn't go away. Metals don't go away. You have to take some measures to get rid of that. Now, one of the most benign measures that we use here is an herb. It's actually an algae called chlorella, L-O-R-E-L-L-A, chlorella. It doesn't taste very good. It's a green tablet, but you can find it online at many of the different vitamin providers, and it has the ability to attract the metal molecules to itself so that they can be passed through the body and excreted. I had a very dear friend who passed away recently. He was worked in the aluminum industry in wartime production for World War II, and he was just a mess. He was just so full of aluminum particles that had been in the air while he was working. And people in the dry cleaning business, a lot of these metalworking businesses, those people are especially prone to absorbing much more of these harmful metals than they should.
Unfortunately, this is something most people are unaware of, is the relationship between the fact that most of us are loaded down with metals, and basically we're talking about lead, cadmium, aluminum, the zinc, and if you have these things, you can get into real problems with them. But it is the lead, the aluminum, and the mercury, the three worst, the cadmium. And you need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that the average doctor is not going to test you for these at all. And he's certainly not going to chelate you, because he is never told that these are interfering with your immune system. When your immune system goes, you can't fight low-grade infection. And then you begin to develop these chronic diseases, the so-called autoimmune diseases. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But nothing is more distressing to see somebody with chronic rheumatoid arthritis. There's a difference between rheumatoid arthritis and osteoarthritis, but chronic rheumatoid arthritis, progressive deformity and loss of function of the joints, and it is treatable. And it's not treated, and it just doesn't make sense. Dr. Coleman, do you think the rheumatologists are recognizing this any better today than they did 10 years ago?
Sadly, Dr. Stan, they don't. I'm trying to convert them, but it's an uphill battle. It's one at a time. They really are pushing these TNF blockers and the other fancy high-tech drugs like Humira and Enbrel, very, very expensive drugs. And the very common tetracycline would work just as well in a very long, long-term low dose to get their patients back on track. And they don't talk about nutrition either, which is really a problem.
Well, we'll talk about that. But I hate to sound redundant. But why would the pharmaceutical companies want to suppress information that so much of this disease, rheumatoid arthritis and other autoimmune diseases, is caused by low-grade infection and, of course, these metal intoxication? Why? Very simply, because it would be so simple to cure most people. And, of course, then they wouldn't take all these expensive drugs, and people would say, that is the most ridiculous thing in the world. Are you suggesting that these pharmaceutical companies would influence medical publications and medical meetings, and they would send people around to the doctor's offices, you know, the so-called detail salesmen, to tell them lies? And the answer is absolutely. It's been going on for a long time, and you're going to have to learn, ladies and gentlemen, how to look after yourself and look after your own health. And this is one reason why we're carrying Dr. Pullman's book. I think that overall it's excellent material on the background of this. But go right ahead.
Well, whenever you don't understand the rationale for something, look for the financial motive. Tetracycline is off patent. It's not a moneymaker. Humira, on the other hand, and Enbrel and Vioxx, which was taken off the market because of the harmful side effect.
But they've left Celebrex on, and if you listen to the ads for Celebrex, listen to what, I mean, they have these happy people walking on the beach or something, and then they say it can give you a heart attack and strokes and all these things, and they tell you all the horrible things, but it's such a nice environment. Those advertisements are wonderful, and they're telling you this product can kill you, but, oh boy, look at the beautiful background of all these nice-looking people who are taking it and how happy they look. Celebrex was just about as bad as Vioxx. At least they took the Vioxx off the market after it killed about 60,000 people. Go right ahead.
The ads are very appealing, and they really downplay the side effects, but people are desperate to get out of their pain. and they just want to pop a pill. And if some magic plaid pill will do that for them, the doctor looks like a hero, you're not suffering anymore. Of course, your joints are continuing to degenerate, and the damage is still being done, but you don't feel it. You know, if you numbed your hand and put it on a hot stove, your hand would be badly burned, but you wouldn't feel it. That's just as silly as taking these drugs. So I'm trying to bring public awareness to the fore here and say that you can get tested for the various types of infections. And it's not necessarily tetracycline, because we're talking about polymicrobial infections. And poly means it could be bacterial, it could be viral, it could be fungal. Candidiasis is a big fungal infection that gives you gastrointestinal distress. This is an infection that's easily overcome by diet and lifestyle changes. And here's another factor, Dr. Stan, is that the average person doesn't want to give up their habits. Smoking or eating hamburgers or, you know, choking down malts or whatever, they just don't want to avoid the sugars. And when I give my health lectures, I say, you know, if there's one thing you can take away from this, is that bacteria thrive in a sugary environment. And I might as well say microbes, because viral pathogens are the same. People with cancer, eating anything with sugar, that feeds the cancer. That's crazy. And what is really crazy is that when you go in for a chemo treatment or something, just to kind of get your energy back, the people there at the lab or the facility will give you a glass of Ensure. Now, read the label on Ensure. Loaded with sugar. Does this make sense? No. I've stopped looking for sensible things in the medical area. With all due respect, Dr. Stan, you're one of the few who has seen the light here.
But, well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you have a question, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Do you ever get invited to speak before a group of physicians? Are you ever invited, or are you pretty well banned?
I'm not banned. I asked Carl to start my car for me, because I'm saying things that doctors don't necessarily approve of. And in the medical textbooks, tetracycline treatment for rheumatoid arthritis is still called controversial. Now, I do get a lot of invitations. Next week, I am speaking at the Nutritional Therapy Association, one of the major speakers there. There'll be about 400 people there, but these are not doctors necessarily. I love it when there are doctors in the audience. These are the open-minded people who realize that whatever you put in your mouth is going to affect the rest of your body, every cell in your body. Gut infections are one of the worst culprits for harboring harmful pathogens that lead to chronic illness. The topic is inflammation and the flame within. That's the conference. And if your listeners want to see that, it's the Nutritional Therapy Association, NTA. Let's see if I can call it up on my screen. Yeah, nutritionaltherapy.com. Events and resources. It's going to be up in Vancouver, Washington, right across the river from Portland, Oregon.
Well, there was a big conference in Southern California this last weekend. I attended the Health Freedom Expo there, certainly at the Long Beach Convention Center. And there's so many people who are into this. Of course, some of the things that they talk about are a little far out, but certainly as far as questioning what we're being told, and the doctors are victims of this, just like everybody else, there's an organized or orchestrated effort to conceal the truth. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call if you have a question or comment. But I think it's vitally important. The program you heard last night dealt with, of course, the problems that people are having physiologically, and this certainly overlaps. We'll be right back.
Your body is composed of literally trillions of cells. Cells are the building blocks of energy and performance for your health and for the life you want to live. Nutritional Therapeutics, a trusted manufacturer of vitamin supplements, understands that when cells aren't operating at optimum levels, one of the immediate signs is an increase in fatigue. Propax is a daily multiple vitamin enhanced with our proprietary formula called NT Factor. Less fatigue equals more natural energy. Propax with NT Factor addresses cellular damage and gives you health from nature, energy from science. Call today at 1-800-982-9158. Try Propax with NT Factor. Call 1-800-982-9158. Order yours today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure, or prevent any disease.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Dr. Catherine Pohlman. We're talking about a book on certainly autoimmune disease. And what's the exact title now? Arthritis and autoimmune disease.
Right.
And basically, yeah. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And what part does diet play in the treatment of these autoimmune diseases? Do you see any relationship there?
Oh, tremendous amount. Yeah, as I was mentioning before the break, if you can eliminate the sugar from your diet, that's a major step. There's still a lot of controversy about caffeine. I wouldn't worry about that so much. It's just everything in moderation. But Carl and I keep to a low-carb diet, and this is very helpful for staving off Alzheimer's. The ketonic diet, I put a special section in the book about that, and how just become an avid label reader. Anything with corn syrup or sugar, look at the carb value, not the calories, and try to keep yourself to about 30 total carbs per day. You look at something like candy, you know, four small pieces of candy would be 20 grams of carbs. That's almost your full day of allowance. Everything is so highly sugared. It's just incredible. Eating the proper fats and oils is important, too. Anything with canola oil is poison. Don't do that. Coconut oil is very helpful to stave off Alzheimer's. And you know, Dr. Stan, here's the way doctors normally find out about these alternative treatments. It's when somebody in their family, a friend or a family member, a loved one, comes down with some disease or condition, and then they start seriously doing some research on their own. Up to then, at that time, they're just whipping out the prescription pad. A Dr. Mary Newport found that her husband was exhibiting early signs of Alzheimer's. So she started hitting the books, went going to the internet and asking around, and found that daily doses of coconut oil, you can take this in capsule form. You don't have, I don't like the taste of just plain coconut oil. It's a castor oil. It's very, you know, kind of greasy and terrible. But they'll make a gel cap with it. And she started giving him coconut oil and stopped the Alzheimer's in its tracks. So the oils that you use for cooking, in the processed food that you eat, these are all very important. The load of carbs that you put into your body every day. We have an obesity epidemic going on here because we don't realize how much processed fat and sugar we're putting into our body. And even if you use sugar substitutes, that's training your body to crave sweets. So I try to eat a lot more green vegetables. The greener the better. You go to a buffet restaurant, have a great big portion of really good salads. Stay away from the fried foods, the breaded foods. You know, just have maybe a little taste of those. Stay away from the dessert table. Or just take a little bit. A little bit will satisfy your craving. But go for the greens.
And I think it's vitally important that you do understand diet. And you have to, as Catherine says, you have to actually learn to read the labels. Now, there's so many things in those products that we're getting today that are frankly poisonous. One of them, of course, is aspartame. And you certainly do not want to have aspartame. Or they use all sorts of cover names for it, like natural sweetener or NutraSweet or all these sorts of things. You have to learn, and certainly Dr. Blaylock's book is wonderful because it gives you all the names that they use to confuse you. But you are what you eat, and this is why the diet is so vitally important. Fortunately, my wife reads the labels on everything because our son, when he was in the military, was given multiple vaccinations, and he became he had to leave the military because he was allergic to everything, and many of these things would actually put him into acute respiratory failure. And when he first came home, he spent a great deal of time in the emergency room there, sort of with acute asthma attacks. So fortunately, Barbara knows how to read the labels, but everybody should read the labels. In fact, most of the proprietary foods that you buy are not good for you, quite frankly. This is the reality of what it is. And until we begin to look and emphasize the importance of diet and proper eating and getting back to fruits and vegetables, and there's nothing wrong with it. And a lot of the things we used to eat, they tell us they're bad, and what do? They give us things that are far worse. And I think that coconut oil is vitally important. Coconut oil, olive oil, good oils, and most of the rest of them are really very harmful. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. But this is a vitally important subject. And certainly the part that chronic infection and these metals play is so vitally important. And they're not recognized. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is Dr. Kathryn Pullman. We're talking certainly about her book on arthritis, the infection, and connection, arthritis and autoimmune disease. And basically, we have Martha calling in from Cincinnati asking about the use of guava. Anyway, of course, we've discussed that. If you are out there in the listening audience and you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Martha, did you have anything else you wanted to say before we let you go? I guess we lost Martha. Okay. Well, Kathryn, why don't we get your website? How can now we do carry your book so they can get your book to us.
There's dozens of free health articles. Download them, share them, email them at ra-infection-connection.com.
One more time.
RA, that stands for rheumatoid arthritis.
Right.
So we've got ra-infection-connection.com. And on the front page of that is just descriptions of the book. We're totally nonprofit. Anything we make from the book, or from my lectures, it goes right to infection research. God bless me with a good brain and a good husband to help find the answers, and we're giving back to the community. So I had pictures of all of various labels showing how to read them. For example, when you see the word spice, singular, on a label, that means MSG. That's a sneaky way, as you were talking before, Dr. Stan, renaming something. If it is a particular spice, why don't they name it? I found out that that is a code word for MSG. So you may have an allergy to MSG. Be very careful. People who have nut allergies really have to be label detectives. And We have quite a bit about vitamin C, which we talked about the last time.
Well, why don't you go ahead and talk about it again?
Oh, vitamin C, in our view, Carl's and mine, should be consumed like a food, not a supplement. Human beings and primates do not generate their own vitamin C. Rats and mice and most animals do. And when they're under stress, they can generate more of it. And our lack of vitamin C brings our immune system down. The amount of vitamin C in a daily vitamin is about 90 milligrams. That's a thousandth of a gram. What you really should be taking, and this is described by medical doctors on our website, is maybe a maintenance dose of 5 grams. That would be 5,000 milligrams per day. When I'm going to a lecture and there's sick people come to my lecture, I will up that to at 10 or 12 grams per day. What isn't assimilated by your body and used is excreted. My mother had an incident with the plantar fasciitis. It's an inflamed tendon on the bottom of her foot. And the doctor was going to give her pain pills, and we upped her vitamin C. She takes a maintenance dose of about 6 to 8 grams per day when we upped that. And her plantar fasciitis was done in 24 hours.
Okay,
let's... anti-inflammatory par excellence.
Right. Let's go to Dan, who's calling us from Florida. Hi, Dan. How are we doing?
Hello, Dan.
Good. How are you, Dr. Stan?
I'm doing just fine. Do you have a question or comment? What part of Florida are you in?
I'm Beach Garden.
Okay, fine. Do you hear us there then on the internet?
I can't hear Dan at all.
Okay.
Sorry.
I'll repeat it for you. Dan, okay. How are you hearing us? Are you hearing us on the internet?
Internet.
Okay, fine. Do you have a question or comment?
Two things. First of all, if you go to Gia Reverson's Reality Zone, I think from this past weekend, you'll see an article. And if I remember anything about it, it had something to do with the dairy industry petitioning some agency, whether it was the FDA or some other agency, to be able to use aspartame and other chemicals in the milk.
Yeah, and I think you're absolutely right. And basically what Dan is saying from Florida is that, in fact, at the health conference, some woman stopped by who had a dairy. And they are very upset by this desire to add aspartame to milk and not to tell the public. Well, they say, well, milk sales are cutting off, and so we want to sweeten the milk so people like it more. Mm-hmm. And the people in the dairy industry are furious about it. And ladies and gentlemen, you out there in the audience ought to be furious about it. They're so against raw milk, and now they want to add a biological warfare agent to our milk. Dan is absolutely right. Dan, anything else you wanted to say?
Dr. Stan, I had an unfortunate accident yesterday, and I fractured my right foot. I went to see the doctor. I've had my x-rays. I've been to a podiatrist who fitted me for a boot. I've had ice packs on it yesterday and all day today. If anything else, tell me what to do to help them.
Yeah, keep it up in the air. The ice packs are fine, and certainly you can actually take an anti-inflammatory. They'll help at least with the acute pain. But get yourself a pair of crutches or a walker and just stay off of it. Well, nature has a wonderful way of healing us. I never healed a bone, but I put them in the right place. God heals them. So just be patient, okay?
Thank you so much.
God bless. Okay, let's go to our... Barbara calling us from Santa Cruz. Barbara, do you have a question or comment?
No, I was going to make a comment on the agave nectar that Martha was talking about. And it comes from a plant that's grown in the south, southern Arizona and these areas. And they're usually grown organically, and it's very sweet, has a very low glycemic index, and it's starting to be used much more. Can replace honey syrups for pancakes and things like this, and has been pretty much proven to be really fairly safe.
Okay, fine. Thank you. Anything else, Barbara?
So if Martha has any questions, she can call our 800 number.
800-544-8927. That's good for Martha.
And we can give her some of the information on where you can get something. But it is showing up in the grocery stores much more now, and much safer than the aspartame and all of the other things. And it's not in things that you get it on its own and can use it, and it's a great substitute for honey and things like this.
Okay, thank you so much, yeah. Barbara.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Our guest is Dr. Catherine Pullman. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Why anyone in their right mind would want to start adding aspartame to milk? Well, of course, if we're not dealing with people in their right mind, they want to poison our milk. Aspartame was originally developed as a biological warfare agent. It breaks down into formaldehyde and a couple of other poisonous substances, and they're putting this in so many of our products, probably of at least 10,000 of them are there. They know it's hazardous. They know it has all sorts of complications. And yet, of course, the average individual, the average doctor, has no idea how dangerous aspartame or so-called NutraSweet, and they use a lot of other names for it, but it is a poison, and it is in at least 10,000 products consumed and manufactured in America today, specifically targeting our children. Well, Dr. Cole Pullman, do you think that the attitude is changing at all towards this relationship between chronic infection and arthritis, or do you think... Because remember, I found this back in 1975, when I had the time to read the literature. So that was, 25, 35, 37 years ago, when I found what you've actually found and published in your book some years later.
Well, I do notice that doctors are more conscious that inflammation of all kinds, not just the joints, but the inflammation of the disc material in between the spine. Back problems are a huge chronic condition today, and the doctors will prescribe anti-inflammatories. But what Carl and I are asserting is that if you take a lot of vitamin C, that is the anti-inflammatory of choice because it's so benign. And it's also antimicrobial. It's antihistamine. If we have an allergy reaction, I love gardening. And I'm out there, and it's pollen season or the Santa Ana winds come through, and I'm sneezing. I just up my vitamin C. And the antihistamine kicks in, and it goes away. So it's just got a wide variety of uses, and I don't take any prescription drugs at all, and neither does Carl. You know, if we were stranded on a deserted island, vitamin C to rebuild the collagen and stabilize the cartilage matrix in our bodies, and CoQ10, coenzyme Q10 is a cell rejuvenator. That is a wonderful substance, and that is benign. That is CoQ10 is a natural substance that our bodies generate, and it decreases as we age. So you're replenishing that, and I'm just go, go, go. The coenzyme Q10 helps me a lot to maintain my very active life.
All right, I could mention that we do actually carry both of those products, coenzyme Q10 and vitamin C, and the health products we have, because we think that these things are important. So if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and give us a call if you have a question or comment. Because I think it is vitally important that people understand that basically we are under attack today, and the information is being carefully and thoroughly suppressed about so much of what's important for your health, and whether it be physical health, arthritis, or this program we had last night on the mental diseases. And you really should, if you did not get hear the program last night with Dr. Walsh, you really should get it and listen to it several times. Because for so many years, decades, I've wondered what we could do to influence the mind of people, the schizophrenics and the depressions, and suddenly the pink pill and the blue pill. Workers, you take them, but they don't get to the cause of the disease. And Dr. Walsh, of course, in his work, he trains doctors how to treat these, and many of the patients are getting well. Otherwise, we've been chronically incapacitated. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And let's go to Michael calling us from Flint, Michigan. Hi, Michael. How are we doing?
Doing great.
Do you have a question for our guest?
Yeah, I got a question. I was wondering how much vitamin C that she takes a day, and what about folic acid? What does that do, and how much of that should you
Okay, take? Fine. How much vitamin C should people be taking, and what about folic acid?
Well, every person's needs are different, and we have this laid out on our website, ra-infection-connection.com. One says dosage. When you're well, there's a different dosage from when you're sick. I have a maintenance dose of about 5-6 grams a day. That's grams, 5,000 milligrams. My husband takes about 10 per day. And we order this online in quantity. The best form is a gel cap with the ascorbic acid that is inside, and the gel cap breaks down with your stomach acid, gets released quickly. You need to avoid the type of hard tablets that have a lot of filler in them. You don't know what that is. Sometimes it's talcum powder. I'm sure Dr. Stans, I haven't looked at your offerings or your inventory, but I'm sure you have the best kind of vitamin C available.
Well, I like to think so. Anyway, okay, fine. Anything
folic
else?
Folic acid is very good. That is especially good for nursing mothers and pregnant women.
I just wanted to thank her for doing such a good job and, and doing it like she's doing it. It's a blessing.
Well, Michael, God bless you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much for that, Michael. We're going to have to run because we've got another gentleman waiting on the line there from Washington. Anyway, Edwin from Washington. What part of Washington are you from, Edwin?
I'm in Valley. It's about 60 miles north of Spokane.
Okay, fine. Well, Chris, we got a great, great coverage there. Anyway, do you have a question or comment?
Well, I just had a question on rheumatoid arthritis.
Right, go ahead.
Okay, well, I was diagnosed with that. It affected both of my hands. It ruptured the tendons on two of my fingers. And I finally broke down. I didn't want to. I'm stubborn. But I finally broke down and went to the rheumatologist and taking those nasty drugs. And I was just wondering if there was...
But, well, basically what you need to do is get Dr. Pullman's book. We have it for you. And I will attest to the fact that many cases, probably the majority of cases of rheumatoid arthritis related to the chronic infections, and these can very well be related directly to the poisoning, the metal poisoning of you. Get the book and read it. You might find it was the most important thing you've ever done, because rheumatoid arthritis is such a terrible disease. And I remember I was an orthopedic surgeon. I used to put those tendons back together after they've been ruptured. And you could just see how the disease, inflammatory process had eroded and destroyed them. And I used to replace the joints. And this is a miserable condition. Get the book. It could be, and I'm not... Remember, I don't make any money from any of this. It goes back into financing what we do. But I really believe in this, okay?
Okay. But I'd much rather take natural.
Well, this gives you the natural approach. Do you have anything you'd like to say to him, Dr. Pullman?
I can't hear anything the caller says.
Edwin basically has a... rheumatoid arthritis involves his hands. He's going to the rheumatologist who's giving the pills. I told him to get your book.
Yeah, there is a lot of information on the website. Before you go and buy the book, I'm not saying don't buy the book, but I'm trying to save you some money, and you can go right to the website and find a lot of really good information first.
All right, there you go, Edwin. So here's the author of the book telling you not to buy the book. Just go to the website. But the important thing is you get yourself taken care of, and then you learn to begin to question. And it's not that the rheumatologist isn't doing the very best he can for you. It's the fact that the pharmaceutical companies label anybody who says things like this as being a quack. And why? Is it because they want to help people? No. These are multi-billion dollar a year scams, and they sell these products, and they make a lot of money until they go off. Go ahead.
They wouldn't make their money.
Right.
If we quit taking their drugs, they wouldn't make their money.
And you hate to say that. You'd like to think that people are altruistic, and there are a few, but they don't work for the major pharmaceutical industries. And I'll tell you, if they try to do what's right, why, they'd lose their job. They'd be blacklisted, never get another job. This is the reality of what we're up against today. Okay?
Okay, well, thanks a lot.
God bless. Okay, fine. Well, I guess it's been Dr. Catherine Pullman. Fascinating subject. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Your body is composed of literally trillions of cells. Cells are the building blocks of energy and performance for your health and for the life you want to live. Nutritional Therapeutics, a trusted manufacturer of vitamin supplements, understands that when cells aren't operating at optimum levels, one of the immediate signs is an increase in fatigue. Propax is a daily multiple vitamin enhanced with our proprietary formula called NT Factor. Less fatigue equals more natural energy. Propax with NT Factor addresses cellular damage and gives you health from nature, energy from science. Call today at 1-800-982-9158. Try Propax with NT Factor. Call 1-800-982-9158. Order yours today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure, or prevent any disease. There is a disturbing trend here in these United States that is progressing unnoticed and without constraint. From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we have seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. Our founding fathers designed our three-part governmental system to have checks and balances upon each other. Each branch of the government has now taken upon itself power that was never intended for it to have. The judicial branch in particular needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. There you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. Judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time I have to remind you, as I always do, that our program is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. Of course, you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You can subscribe to our newsletter, or you can certainly get our books and other items. You can donate. Do whatever you can. If you're not in a position to help financially, then please pray for Radio Liberty for our provision and protection, because we're on the front lines of this battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And I mean this very real. Now, basically, of course, we talk about the book by Dr. Catherine Pohlman, who was with us this evening. And, of course, the book is Arthritis and Autoimmune Disease. And we carry that book. We think it's important. And we're going to be carrying the other book by Dr. Bill Walsh, who we had on last night, Nutrient Power, Nutrient Power. We will have that book in probably in the next week or so. But we have so much on health, and you need to get the information. So do we have the book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life by Dr. Russell Blaylock. We have a couple of 4-tape sets of my interviews with Dr. Blaylock, well worthwhile getting and well worthwhile listening to, because Russell, certainly coming from a medical point of view and a research point of view, has done some fundamental research, and you need to know about it. And I will tell you, my wife uses Health and Nutrition Secret book, and she uses it regularly. And then, of course, we carry his other book for patients with cancer. And Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients. We have his book on aspartame. It's called Excitotoxins, the Taste It Kills. So Excitotoxins, the Taste It Kills, Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients, and, of course, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Save Your Life. You need to get this information. You need to understand it, and you're going to have to look after your own health, especially, I think, we're going to go into some terrible and difficult times. As you know, the United States is not mentioned in the Bible. I don't think God didn't know what was going to happen in the future. I don't think for one minute he didn't know that in 1492, why Columbus would discover the Western Hemisphere. Of course, it had been known long before that. But most of what you've learned in your school and textbooks is not true. People had been here 1,000 years before Columbus ever came. But you're never going to learn this sort of thing in school under any circumstances. If you read the scriptures and go to the Revelation, you'll read about Babylon. Get your concordance out and read about Babylon, the financial center of the world, that is destroyed overnight, and then to make your plans accordingly. And certainly we suggest that you learn how to look after your own health and make your preparations both physically and financially, but most of all spiritually, for the very difficult times that lie ahead. And going along with an understanding of the spiritual battle, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Now, this week and next week will be at the end of next week. We're closing our offer to get a case of our book. You can get a case of Brotherhood of Darkness for $149.95, and we throw in a four-tape, four-CD set or a DVD that we've manufactured to help you pay for the shipping. But you really have an excellent weapon. And if you get people to read that book, it can actually change their lives. So you can get a case of Brotherhood of Darkness this week and next week. And the next week, we discontinue the offer and we actually go into the printing. So our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to help us, of course, we do carry a line of spices. Why would we carry a line of spices? Well, because they're so good and we've been using them for 20 years. And I thought, hey, that certainly sounds like a great idea. And we worked out a deal with the people who manufacture them, and we offer them, and you can get them from our telephone number. Certainly, we carry health products, and they really are beneficial. We carry Miracles 2 soap. We carry the Berkey water filters, and you should have at least a water filter on hand, because if something happens to the water supply, you have to have water. You can get by without food, but not without water. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Al Duncan. And I've known Al for well over a decade, or much more than that. And Al certainly wrote a book before. It was called The Master Plan. I wrote the foreword to that book, and it was an excellent book, going into certainly what was going on into the country 10 years ago, 12, 15 years ago. But nothing has really changed. The same forces are here, except I think we're getting very much closer to the fulfillment of the things that are talked about in this book. And Al has recently redone the book, has updated it to bring it up to date with what's going on today. And it's a fascinating book. It's a novel. But in novel form, it is telling you exactly the things that are transpiring today and how you can interpret them and how you can prepare for them. Certainly, Al Duncan, thank you so very much for being with us.
Dr. Stan, thank you. I consider it to be an honor and a blessing.
Well, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about the background of the book and what you're trying to accomplish with it, and as much of the story as you want to put out, because we certainly don't want to tell them how the book ends, but the rest of the book we could talk about, and the issues that are there, that certainly our lives are progressively being changed. There's an organized, coordinated effort to disarm the American people. Why is that? We know that the enemy, the people, or the subversive element that controls our nation, has underground facilities for themselves. If you go up on the internet today, you'll find out that the Department of Homeland Security has hundreds and hundreds of tanks to use here in America. Why would anybody in their right mind want to have tanks used in America by the Department of Homeland Security? Who are they going to be protecting us from? From the enemy, ladies and gentlemen, American people. Go right ahead, Al.
Well, as you know, Dr. Stan, I originally wrote the book in hopes of touching an audience that wouldn't read an academic account of the New World Order. So that's basically why I wrote it. I included everything that's in the New World Order, you name it, from what the Illuminati all the way to the United Nations, Agenda 21, you name it, it's in there. And I even speak about the bunkers that our current administration may well be hiding in when this civil war starts. With you 100%, why in the world would our government buy 2,700 tanks for this home? It's homeland security. So they're not buying them for any other country. They're buying them for us. And then we also know that they just purchased, 1.6 billion, and I think the count is even higher now, rounds of ammunition. That's approximately 5 bullets for each American citizen. So something is brewing, and then on the other hand, they're trying to take our guns, so take our right, Second Amendment right. So anyway, that's all in there, too. I speak about the United Nations. Now, that one's, I got a pet peeve with the United Nations, and I say a pet peeve because I hear the music.
You hear the music. Our telephone number, if you have a question or comment out there, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 46295. Our guest is Al Duncan. We're talking about his book, The Master Plan. And ladies and gentlemen, there is a master plan. It's unfolding. Al has done an excellent job of putting this into a very readable fashion so that it's not simply academic fact, but it draws you into it as you get to know the characters. And ladies and gentlemen, this book could have a tremendous impact. If we get people to read it, it had a great impact before. We'll be back in a moment. I'll go right ahead.
Thank you so much. So I decided to write an exciting adventure story. I call it even a thriller, Dr. Stan. The main character, what happens is the main character, he discovers the master plan. And from there, he learns everything that they're doing, and naturally he is sold or opposed to it, and eventually gets arrested and sent to a re-education center, and eventually he does escape. But during that time, he learns considerably himself. But the story goes on, and like I say, I try to cover everything. Prior to his arrest, he meets a Christian family. So the Lord is brought into it. He eventually comes to know the Lord. And the way I do that, I try my best, Dr. Stan, to answer or present every question that you could possibly ask. And you are forced to make or come to a decision, either for the Lord or against him. So it does have the master plan in there, too, as the master's plan. I do, like I said, I cover what from Adam all the way to Revelation. And I do it, like I said, in an exciting adventure story. I started saying about prior to the break that one of my pet peeves, two of them really, one of them is the United Nations, and I cover that pretty extensively. But it is definitely the Trojan horse, and every country that is off the top of my head, Dr. Stan, but the other two, though, they have already applied, so they will be. And I look at the United States and stand against the beast. So here we are, and it says all the kings of all the nations gave their power to the beast. So here we are today with NATO, and who can stand against NATO? Absolutely no country. And who has all the power? I mean, we have the World Health Organization. We have a criminal court.
You hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment with Al Duncan. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Al has written a fascinating novel using the what's really going on is the foundation for this. It's an exciting adventure story, and you'll find it, it's hard to put down when you start reading it. But basically, it goes into the background of this gentleman, the hero of the book, finds out that there really is a master plan for the world, and there is a master plan for the world, ladies and gentlemen. All the wars, all the revolutions, all the machinations you're hearing about, certainly are all planned. That's why, of course, it's very obvious. It's only a matter of time before we're going to war over there in Syria, whether it's going to be America or Israel or the two of us together, I don't know. But, of course, the plan is we are going to go in there under the justification that we have to keep the terrorists, who we incidentally are funding, from getting hold of the chemical weapons that are over there. That is the story you're going to be told. That is what you are going to believe. Why are you going to believe it? Because the media will tell you that over and over again, and eventually you will accept what you're told, because you're not supposed to think on your own. Well, anyway, the hero of the book that Al has written about covers the master plan, tries to get the information out. He is coming from an agnostic point of view. He meets a Christian family. He uses the book to weave through all the arguments for and against Christianity. And, of course, the real purpose of Al's book, as the purpose of my book, is to bring people into a personal relationship with the Lord. And he does a magnificent job of giving it the whole background of Christianity, but woven into a narrative that is easy to read and very understandable, with a hope that people, after reading the book, will want to develop a personal relationship with our Lord. And Chris Al talks about the United Nations. The United Nations is intended to be the world government. Certainly the land for the United Nations was donated by the Rockefellers, who really, for all intents and purposes, control the United States. Now, basically, David Rockefeller at one time was asked, you know, if he wanted to run for the presidency, and he's purported to have said, why should I step down? And as David Rockefeller told a close friend of mine, Bill Dannemeyer, Congressman Dannemeyer, some men are born to rule, most men are born to be ruled. And that's really what's going on today. You think we have two political parties, they control both of them and they rig the elections because we have electronic voting machines. Every one of them can be pre-programmed. Do you check the voting machines to make sure they're honest? Of course you don't. You're supposed to believe what you're told. We have honest elections, unlike other countries. Well, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, there's very little relationship between what's going on and reality. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Our guest is Al Duncan, his book, The Master Plan. Al, how can people get copies of your book?
I have a website, Dr. Stan. It's themasterplanbook.com. And all my articles, I write articles for News with Views. You can read all my latest articles and even the ones previous. And that'll give you an idea. Here lately, I've been doing some excerpts from the book, The Master Plan. So this will give you an idea of what you have to look forward to. But right there on the website, there is a button that you can push for either PayPal or credit card. And so I highly suggest or recommend that you do so. Even if you don't buy a book, take a look. I wanted to touch on some more things, Dr. Stan. Listen, you opened up some doors and some thoughts here. And so I'd like to go straight ahead if I could. And
you go right ahead.
Anyone likes to call in, then I hope I could answer whatever they ask. But I was thinking also, not only the United Nations, and like you said, Rockefellers, they probably do own America. If you look at the top stockholders of every major company, particularly in the United States, but I mean like Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, you will see that the Rockefellers are the major stockholders. So I say they really do own the United States of America. And then you have to think, too, almost every drop of gas that you pump is money going into their pocket. So they pretty much control it, but the United Nations is their vehicle, and which is the New World Order. We are already there. We signed on at what, October, I believe it was, 24th, 1945. And since then, every single congressman, senator, they knew that we had really forfeited our sovereignty. They knew this then. And they're keeping us in the so-called matrix, believing that the laws of the land is still the Constitution, which it is. What they did was illegal. And the Constitution is the law of the land, but they totally disregard it because they are now under the charter members of the United Nations. So yeah, I do touch on that in the book. I speak about, like I said, Agenda 21. I see the energy. I talk about the energy. They are, what they're doing is they're going to distribute blocks of energy per country and all the way down to county, city, state, nation. And then they will distribute out energy per person, per household. You have a block of energy that will last you for 12 months. And after that, if you use all your energy, that's it. You get no more. And each country will be based on the amount of labor that they can produce. I touch on that. I do touch on, like I said, Agenda 21, which, as you know, boy, and between Michael Kaufman and your friend Michael, boy, they have told everybody about the ICLEI and how they micromanage every single thing we do, right down to a permit to build a porch.
I think it's so important people to understand this, what the smart meter is all about. What's the smart meter about? It's about raising your electric bill. And basically, of course, if you want to use your electricity in the middle of the day, you will pay a very, very high price. If you use your electricity, say you do your washing of your clothing at midnight, why, the electricity will be much cheaper. You say that's crazy. No, it's not crazy. What they really want to do is manipulate you. and get you totally subservient. They want to drive out the cost of electricity because they want you to use less electricity. Well, electricity is really very easy to produce. You produce it through hydroelectric plants. Well, they're tearing out the dams so that we won't have hydroelectric plants any longer, and they're making it extremely difficult to build either coal or natural gas power plants, and they certainly have not given a license for a new nuclear plant, I think, in about 30 years, and certainly they are talking about nuclear plants, but they're not building nuclear plants. They don't want you to have electricity. They want to lower your living standards. When you understand that, why so much of what's going on today really makes sense. This is why they want to get you out of your cars, why they keep talking on the media all the time about the importance of having a bicycle and using alternative means of getting around, like walking or using a bicycle. Don't you understand, ladies and gentlemen, they're playing games with your mind. And they know exactly how they're going to condition you to do exactly what they want you to do by repetition over and over again, as they grind down our living standards and to get us out of our cars, and they're going to raise the price of gasoline and gasoline taxes tremendously. And of course, as your income goes down, because they're going to lower the living standards and the incomes of the people in America, this is why we've taken down our tariffs, so that we can ship our jobs overseas, and then they can bring the manufactured goods back into America without paying a tariff. But go right ahead, Al.
Thank you. Yes, sir. Everything you say opens up my thinking to even more avenues to go down. I was thinking the smart meters and the smart appliances and micromanaging, like I said, everything we do. And I think, Dr. Stan, they're preparing for something. And I mean, you just don't buy that amount of bullets. In fact, I've even read where what they're doing is they're buying all the bullets and they're backordering so that they'll have, so that nobody else, they see they can't take the guns. If they try to take the guns, there will be a 1776. There's no question about that. So what they're doing is they're going to buy all the ammunition, which will render the guns absolutely useless. So, and they're preparing for something. There's no question. We know we're going to go into a crash. This economy is over. There's no way we could turn it around. Absolutely no way. And I do speak about the economy in the book. I even talk about the derivatives and how they really started this first thing way back when they took the Glass-Steagall Act. And that was in the Clinton watch with our good friend Greenspan. But I do discuss that. So to give you an idea of what's going on with the economy, the European Union, it never could have. How in the world could it ever exist, or how could it have ever made it when you have different countries, they have different currencies, and yet no restraints on them, and yet everybody's operating on its own? Just would not work. And I'm sure that they knew that. Who is it? Greenland? Was it Iceland? Iceland is the only one that pulled out of that, Dr. Stan, and said, we will not accept the debt of these derivatives, the debt of the bankers. The bankers made those debts. We didn't make them. We right now today, we're paying, what, $85 billion a month. This was what good old Bernanke, $85 billion a month is what we're paying the bankers in order for us to operate as usual. And that's not our debt.
But unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, you can't keep spending money you don't have. They're having to create all of this money. They've created almost $3 trillion. And it's going to keep going on, at least for the time being. $45 billion worth of Treasury bonds we're buying. Why? So the Treasury will have money actually to send out. And of course, we're probably buying more than that. In February, they had a debt of $240 billion just in 1 month. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, we're spending money we don't have to try to keep up our living standards. And when the whole House of Cards coming down, it's coming down hard. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call.
To a land that's free.
Makes you think of Blake, doesn't it? Makes you think of a lot of things. We're going to be in this yet, Mom. Threw that song out of Yip Yip Yap Hang 22 years ago. Sounds better now.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Al Duncan. His book is The Master Plan. A Master Plan. It's a wonderful novel covering what's going on today with the hope that people would read this and really come to understand not only what's taking place politically, but what's taking place spiritually and the true nature of this spiritual battle. And, of course, I do write the foreword to the book, and I would comment that I hope that many people would want to read the book. Al, once again, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get the book, and if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Ladies and gentlemen, we're moving into a world government. We have a troop station in 130 nations, and now we're moving our troops into 35 more nations in Africa. Why do you think we're moving our troops into 35 nations in Africa? Do you really think we're defending America? Do you think that the American military has anything to do with the defense of America? And the answer is absolutely not. It is there to dominate the world. And we send our boys overseas to fight and bleed and suffer and die, many times just as a distraction, as they increase their level of control over our lives here at home. And we go in and slaughter the people in this country, as we did in Iraq and Afghanistan. And we slaughter the people in Yemen, even American citizens there, because they've been targeted by the president for death. And they actually have a kill list of who they're going to kill. Where is the outcry from our religious leaders? Where is the outcry when they torture people? Sometimes they torture them to death, and there's no outcry from the American people. Where are the Christians, and why aren't they out demonstrating against torture? oh, well, after all, we got to win these wars, these contrived wars, and you speak up, maybe they'll come after you. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been doing this for 50 years, and you've got to have the ability and the courage to stand up, because those who will not stand for something will fall for anything. And men and women do become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. Al, you go right ahead.
Yes, and thank you again, Dr. Stan. I was thinking of Kate Smith. You know, that boy, it's so sad. That was the America that we all could love, that every human being at that time on the face of the earth longed to be an American and live in America. And now we have kicked God out of every institution we have. We have become the most evil, corrupt, horrible country, breaks my heart, in the world. You name that. I think about the NDAA. Our president passes a bill that takes that would allow the military to black bag American citizens. Do you know there's a word called democide? And that word means government that kills its people. 292 million people have been killed by their government. We look at Stalin, we look at Mao, we look at Pot, we look at Hitler, we look at Amin in Africa. We have killed their people. Something is going on, Dr. Stan. They are preparing for something. And like I said, and then they want to take our guns. They're storing up, stockpiling weapons and ammunition, and they want to take our guns. No, something is about to happen. Again, I think about a savior. Listen, before anyone can realize that they need a savior, they have to realize they're drowning. And the book, The Master Plan, clearly demonstrates exactly what's going on in the world today, and that by all means, we need a savior, and it's not here on this earth. We need a savior to deliver us from this horrible, evil, wicked mess that we're in and about to, which is about to be an avalanche and literally drown us, overwhelm us. So that's where we are now today. I do touch on the NDA in the book. As a matter of fact, the main character is arrested under the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act. There's also an executive order that our current president, in regards to taking our citizenship, taking Americans' citizenship. It's never ending, Dr. Stan. When you think you've heard it all, you wake up and the next day, it's something else. And that's where we are now.
But people don't really understand what's happening because it's not affecting them. Not yet, but it's going to affect everybody out there in the audience before this is over. Because, of course, they're going to destroy America. These people are subversives. Their loyalty is not to America, but to the globalist dream. The goal is to destroy Christianity, to destroy the finances of this country, and emerge America into a one-world authoritarian dictatorship. And those people who survive will be under the ruthless control of a group of evil men. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
A little boot. I'll remember in November to vote for anyone but. Remember me, I served my country proudly. Remember me, I love the USA. Remember me, or am I just some bumpkin who you didn't think would notice the bounce checks and midnight raids? Remember me, I wrote you all those letters, thinking that you cared what I thought too. Well, even though you often just forget to remember, I'll remember you. I'll remember.
I'll remember.
In November.
In November.
As I step
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Al Duncan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And Al's book is called The Master Plan, and it beautifully lays out in fictional form all the things that are going on today. And they're not fiction. This is very real. There is a nightmare coming upon us. But, of course, this is what you'd anticipate in a nation that is turned against God, ladies and gentlemen. America is no longer a Christian country, and the Christians have accepted this, and they've rallied behind the Republicans. And when the Republicans control the Senate and the House and the presidency, did they do anything about this effort to take God and prayer out of our schools and out of our government? Absolutely not. All they had to do was pass with the simple majority legislation and put a stipulation on there. The Supreme Court couldn't intervene. But you see, all of this whole idea we have a two political party system is simply smoke and mirrors. We have a one political party system, both groups controlled by exactly the same side, the same forces. Now, of course, we do have some good congressmen there, some good senators, but they're in a minority, and they're usually have been surrounded by people from the other side. I know I try to get certain congressmen and senators onto our program, and there are people planted in their office to prevent them from getting outside contact with people such as ourselves and building a foundation so that they might be able to become more effective in the political process, and they are simply isolated. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. This is an excellent book by Al Duncan. If you have a question or comment for Al, don't be bashful. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And once again, Al, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your book. Do you have a telephone number or just the website?
The website, Dr. Stan, and they can get it at themasterplanbook.com, themasterplanbook.com. And from that website, as I said before, you can read my recent articles and all of my articles, actually. I write for newswithviews.com. And I was thinking about what you said. You know, I listened to an interview with Senator Sessions, and he was supposedly grilling Panetta, the recent Secretary of Defense. and the previous Secretary of Defense. And Panetta basically told him, he said, we get our orders for war from the United Nations. And Sessions said, wait a minute. He said, my blood is curling, and I'm watching this, Dr. Stan, I'm watching this dog and pony show. Now, here is a man, the Secretary of Defense, who says, I no longer take orders from Congress. I now take my orders from a foreign government. And Sessions pretended, and I say pretended, because the first thing that should have come out of his mouth was treason. That was the first thing that should have happened. So I'm looking at everything that's taking place today as nothing but a dog and pony show. It is for us to keep us believing that, oh, one way, one day, we can turn this around by law. Dr. Stan, I'm now a firm believer, after seeing that one and after seeing Obama, our president, chair the Security Council of the United Nations. Can you imagine the United States president chairing the Security Council of a foreign entity? What is that? And I could go on and on and on. So I see now, I've come to the conclusion, Dr. Stan, that, as I said, they're keeping us in the matrix, that we believe that, oh, by law, we can do this. There is no law. It is only their law and the only justice. And we see every single, listen, we vote for the candidate of their choice. We vote for the issues of their choice. And then when we do put something on the ballot that is for the people, then what happens? The judicial end of the branch that turns it around. They knock it down. There is absolutely no way we could do it that way. I think the last honest election that we had was, what was it? It had to be Clinton, because the last Bush election, there's no question that that he lost that. There's no doubt about that. In the courts, what did they say? It was a hiccup in the computers. So that was probably his previous, or either Clinton was the last one we get. We know this one. They reported in Ohio that Obama got 120% of votes in certain parts of Ohio, which is a total impossibility. We know that here, they told us, this is what they told us, that the Proposition 32, the labeling of GMOs, that Californians did not care what was in their food. Now, I refuse to believe that. There's too many farmers markets. There's too many people that I've talked to who said, listen, by all means. But yet they told us that we didn't want labels on what we were going to eat. So I think we've seen the last, and as you've mentioned, as you've said a number of times, you put a, if, now that we have computerized voting, who's going to win is whoever was programmed in the computer to win. So we've seen the last of that. They're preparing for something. And my whole thing is, like I said, you have to realize, you have to see. Listen, there's less than 1% of the world that makes things happen. Less than 1% sees, understands what's happening, and the rest don't have a clue. Well, that's our job. That's what we're doing. We're trying to wake up those that don't have a clue. Not easy, but we're trying to do it. You can give a person information, but you cannot make them think. And that is my ministry, Dr. Stan, is to make people think. Give them, present them with a situation that's going to cause them to think, and the book does that. And it really does. And it does it in an exciting adventure story. You pick it up, you will not be able to put it down. So if you have friends that don't know about the New World, what is going on in the New World Order, if you have friends that don't know the Lord, that is an excellent tool that could open their eyes in both areas. So so I highly encourage it. Again, it's themasterplanbook.com. Dr. Stan, there's so much going on and so much happening. I just feel overwhelmed with trying to explain certain parts of it. And most of your listeners, you have a very educated audience, listeners, so they're pretty much aware of what I'm saying.
Yes, they are. Well, let's go to Ron calling us from Washington. Hi, telephone numbers 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And hi, Ron, how are we doing tonight?
Well, I'm doing fine, and I want to just compliment your guest for his book and bringing up some of these issues. I would have to echo a lot of the things he has to say. Just seeing some things going on in the educational world, I don't always get a chance to see what's going on in the government classes, but I do occasionally. And one that they were talking about civil rights, and they said, don't use the Bill of Rights, use the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights. That was going to be their source document.
And if people don't understand that our educational system is being used not to educate our children, it's used to indoctrinate them to become global citizens. That is the purpose of public education. People don't understand that the purpose of public education is to destroy the moral fabric of our society and to distort the perception of these children so that they are not American citizens, they're citizens of the world. Go right ahead, Ron.
Also, these civil rights leaders, and I think they're about as phony as could be, one of our, they couldn't spell civil rights with spell check. One of our most fundamental civil rights is the right of self-defense. And they're trying to take our Second Amendment away, and instead of defending the Second Amendment, they're attacking the Second Amendment.
Yeah, thank you, Ron. I really do appreciate it. I have a friend who is a retired police chief of actually of Los Angeles, and amazing. We talked the other day, and he was saying, I cannot understand the reaction to 20 children getting killed is everybody going out and buying guns. And when I explained to him, the reason is because they intend to take our guns, and that is one of the petitions in the United Nations, and I was thinking about what you were saying, Ron. UNESCO, our education system, the NEA, is definitely under the United Nations, and they are, as you said, Dr. Stan, the whole purpose is not to teach a child reading, writing, and arithmetic, but to teach him how to think and be submissive to his government. And really, the thinking, they do not want the children to think. If you look at all of the vaccines that all of them attack the mind, look at the fluoride. It reduces education. Look at the autism from the vaccines. So their intent, their purpose is to really zombify the American people so that we do not know. So that we will be the 99.9% that do not have a clue. And you know what else is amazing?
Well, Ron, before you go on there, Al, what did the police chief say when you pointed out to him that there is fear of the government establishing a dictatorship?
Well, and to be perfectly honest, he went in denial. When I say that, he said, oh, then Al, they're not going to take the gun. He says, now listen. He said, and then I told him, I said, well, and I went the whole gamut with him. I said, well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I said, I'm going to send you about 7 or 8 emails showing you what Feinstein said, that now there's a state that says no shotguns. No, their intent, their purpose is to take the guns. And so he went into denial. But now he did make some points in his points where he said, Al, what does anybody need an assault rifle for?
What happens if somebody comes after them with an assault rifle? How would they fight back without something comparable? Why do they want to disarm the American people and take away their right to have? These are not assault rifles. What they call assault rifle is a semi-automatic weapon. Okay. You pin them down. What are you talking about, assault rifles? You mean a semi-automatic weapon is an assault rifle? Why are you calling it that? Basically, if you had 10 people coming at you with weapons, wouldn't you want one that you could defend yourself and your family with? Can you always depend upon the police being there? And what happens if, of course, somebody invades this country and basically, how would we defend our community? Other countries have never wanted to invade America because we had an armed populace.
That's right.
And the people like your police chief want to disarm the American people so we'll be helpless. And we're supposed to depend upon the government they believe believe in the government without understanding the government has been taken over by a subversive force. Go right ahead, Ron, or go right ahead, Al.
Ron, did you have anything else to add or say?
Well, I just am very disgusted by these, quote, civil rights leaders. Slaves were not allowed to own firearms. And that's exactly what they want to turn us into, is slaves.
Well, you're right there. And then as far as and I'm not exactly sure who you're referring to as civil rights leaders, if you mean like the Jesse Jacksons and the...
Well, like Jackson and John Lewis and some of these others.
Well, you know, I have always, for many years ago, I put them in a category called extortionists, and that's all they do. That is their job, to extort money from companies in the name of civil rights. So that's what that is. And you have to put them in the same category as you would anyone else, regardless of color or race, that is against America and the United States Constitution. And they, without a doubt, they are. And just to touch a little bit more on my friend, we discussed considerably the fact that, as I said, the government is arming itself, and yet they want to take the guns from the people. He refused to believe that they would. After I sent him a number of articles, especially the Feinstein, who says, I would take the guns from the American people if I had the votes. It's pretty hard to argue with that. And then he's starting to see a little differently. But I also told him about these supposed mass killers. Every one of them were on these psychotropic drugs. And the drug label tells you right there that they could cause you to make you have thoughts to kill yourself as well as other people.
But the thing, the important thing about that, Al, is because there are so many people out there in psychotropic drugs which do increase homicidal tendencies, what we need to do is have weapons to defend ourselves. We're living in an increasingly violent society. As the society is getting increasingly violent, do we need more policemen or do we need more armed citizens? And I tell you, we need more armed citizens, because the last thing we want is a police state. Hey, I'm going to let you go, Ron, because we've got another caller. Thanks so much.
We need the Lord.
What was that?
We need the Lord. That's what we need.
You're absolutely right. Bye-bye and God bless. Bye. And let's go to John, to Joe calling us from New Jersey. Hi, Joe. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, well, it's sort of like I've been thinking about what's been being talked about here. And I heard one caller in on my particular East Coast radio station, and the host was asking this caller, well, what the heck do you need an assault weapon for? You live in a very good part of Long Island. And, you know, the caller didn't particularly have a real good answer for this talk show host. But then after he hung up, I began thinking. And you know what, Dr. Stan? I thought of it this way. We should happen to have an economic collapse and there's civil unrest. I got news for all these guys that are trying to take our guns away. You better want to have an assault weapon in a condition like that.
But Joe, do not let them call it an assault weapon. These are semi-automatic weapons. Assault weapons are automatic weapons, and they're using the terminology to confuse the issue. Do not let them get away with it. What do you mean, assault weapon? I mean, certainly, who would go into a military situation with a semi-automatic weapon, and yet that is what you're talking about. You are lying to the people, whoever it is. You're calling it an assault weapon, and you know it's not, don't you? Because it's not automatic, is it? Put them on the defensive, Joe. That's what you've got to do, okay?
You know, another thing for the defensive, too, Joe, is this. Listen, if you go to the federal government website, the crime has dropped 49% in the last 10 years. Listen, violent crime has dropped 29% in the last 10 years. Here's another issue. If you go to the gun-free areas, that's where all the crime is. If you go to those where they're permitted to have guns, there is no crime. That is, they're totally different. So here we have Chicago, which is the one of the largest crime nations in the nation, or crime states in the nation. We go to D.C., same thing. Both of those are gun-free areas.
Hold that thought. I guess it's been Al Duncan, his guest. His book, The Master Plan.
Yeah, and I got something else I'd like to say.
Well, then, Joe, you go right ahead.
Well, here's another thing to consider, too. If, in fact, there should be an economic collapse and there is civil unrest, well, then crime is going to skyrocket. And I want to have a weapon that's capable of having a clip of more than 10 bullets in it. And that's what I have to say to that. There's one other thing I want to say. This is just my imagination thinking about this. I'm saying to myself, if, in fact, this should be the prelude or the start of this, what Scripture says, there shall be such great tribulation such as this world has never known, nor ever shall know. Well, if this is what is coming down the pike, well, then we as Christians do have something to think about, which is a hope, because it says, if those days were not shortened, there would no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. So we got some hope in us that maybe if this should be the tribulation, well, we're going to be getting out of here.
Well, amen. I'll say this, Joe. I don't know when we're going to get out of here, but I do know this. All this will do is draw us closer to the Lord, and I think this is the message. The message is now is the time to get as close to the Lord as you possibly can, because He's the only one that can save you. Now, I'm going to say this publicly. I personally do not have a gun, don't own a gun, don't want a gun. The Lord is my protector. Now, listen, I believe 100% in the Second Amendment. I believe that the Second Amendment was for naturally hunting, for protecting yourself, but basically protecting yourself against a tyrannical government. So I have no qualms with that. However, personally, I want to get as close to the Lord as I possibly can. The only one that's going to protect us and keep us is Him. Dr. Stan, you hit the nail on the head. No country, no foreign enemy has ever put boots on our streets. Why? Because they know behind every other door there is a gun. Now listen, our military knows that. Our police also know that. And so this civil war that I believe, without a doubt, that they are fomenting right now is for a purpose. It is population control out of it. If it's military on every corner, the people will cry out for someone to come and deliver them out of this mess. And I think the one that they will bring will be the one that the Bible calls the Antichrist. So again, that is only a clue for us. Get as close to the Lord as we possibly can.
And Joe, thank you very much for your call.
Yeah, can I just put two more sentences into this?
Go ahead.
Let me just say this. My God is truth in the face of all the lies that are going on. My God is justice.
Hold that thought, Joe.
And that's it. That's my God, Dr. Stan.
God bless you, Joe. Thanks very much for your call. And Al, thank you very much for the program. Again, the book, The Master Plan. One more time, the website.
TheMasterPlanBook.com.
TheMasterPlanBook.com. God bless you, Al.
Thanks so much. Dr. Stan, thank you much.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, that was Al Duncan. Excellent book. I do write the foreword to it, and I hope you enjoy it. Well, anyway, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. And if you're not, then we ask you, of course, to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and for our protection. Now, this will be the last week. No, I'm sorry. Next week will be the last week we will offer the case of Brotherhood of Darkness. After that, we're going to go ahead and do the printing. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like, of course, to get our material on the danger of an electromagnetic pulse attack, and I think it's a very real danger. We have an excellent DVD, and we have a 4-CD set. If you'd like to know how they're poisoning the air with aluminum, why you need to get the DVD on geoengineering or the 4-CD set on geoengineering. If you want to know how they kill American citizens with professional government assassins, you need to get our 4-CD set on deadly assassins, where I interview several deadly assassins. One of them now is dead. The other has disappeared. We also interview the man who tracked down the man who was paid to kill General George Patton. And they killed General George Patton. Understand, this is not imaginary. We have a 4-tape set, a 4-CD set on the execution of Martin Luther King. And first we interview there the man who was hired by Martin Luther King's family to get the truth out. They had suppressed, there was a trial against one of the people involved in the murder conspiracy, and not a word in the controlled media about that trial. Most people don't even know it took place. Why? Because they control the media. How do they control the media? Well, you need to get the book we offer called The New Media Monopoly, written by a left-wing professor from the University of California, Professor Ben Bagdikian. He's left-wing, so he thinks the right-wing controls the media. Of course, most people on the right think the left-wing controls the media, and they're all wrong. It's the Brotherhood that controls it. And if you want to know about the Brotherhood, you need to get my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness. And believe me, there is a Brotherhood out there, a truly sinister, diabolical Brotherhood that is sending our boys all the way, all throughout the world, thinking they're defending America. Whereas they are really, of course, pushing a political agenda to bring about a one-world totalitarian government, a one-world financial system to destroy Christianity and to implement the rule of a new one-world ruler. They know exactly what they're doing, and the average American has very little of any idea. You need to go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. We've got hundreds of books and DVDs and CD sets, and we want you to get those. If you're in a position, of course, to get a case of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, this next week will be the last week we'll be offering that. But here's a wonderful weapon that you can use to touch people's lives and change their lives forever. Brotherhood of Darkness will take you behind the scenes to an understanding of the real motivation. And that motivation was laid out many years ago by Tennyson in about 1840. He wrote this: "For I dipped into the future far as any eye could see, saw a vision of the world and all the wonders that would be, heard the heavens filled with shouting and the rain to ghastly dew, of the nation's airy navies grappling in the central blue, till the war drums throbbed no longer and the battle flags were furled in the parliament of man, the federation of the world." And that's what it's all about. You see, and we're going to have to bring about world government, and that's the only way we're going to get world peace. And how are we going to bring about world government and world peace? Well, we're going to fight wars. I mean, isn't that logical? And that's what the Boer War was about, the Spanish-American War, World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, certainly the First Gulf War, the Second World War, and the Third World War. It's coming very soon. Pray for America. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. And pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so
welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. You're in the right place today. We're going to have so much truth, so much information, so much good stuff here at the Power Hour today. You're going to be glad you tuned in. special surprise for you today at 7:30 Central Time. We're going to be talking to James Tracy. James Tracy, you will recall, is the professor from Florida who has made the statement that Sandy Hook doesn't smell right. Basically, that's what he said. Something happened at Sandy Hook. He'll be joining us today at, like I said, 7:30. We're going to get a brief glimpse of what is happening, talk to him about his involvement in the investigation into Sandy Hook. So I encourage you to listen. And then at 8 o'clock, we're going to be talking to a member of Texas Republic, or the Republic of Texas.